Patient name, Leticia, spelled L-E-T-I-C-I-A, last name Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N. Date of birth, 10-29 of 85. Date of service, 10-20. Date of service, 5-26 of 22. Period, new paragraph. Patient is a 36-year-old female here today following up on blood work which was recently obtained here. She tells me she is feeling fairly well. She's been on medication for cholesterol as well as anemia. Her last lab hemoglobin was 8.1. Today it has risen to 8.5. Apparently, when she had this issue of more profound anemia, she also was bleeding vaginally to an excessive amount. She was under the care now of an OBGYN. We have seen mild improvement. Period, new paragraph. Of special note, this patient does not verbalize any symptoms of anemia, such as tachycardia, shortness of breath, dizziness, vertigo, activity intolerance. She tells me she performs her normal days of activity with normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph. A complete review of systems was done with her. She offers no other complaint today. Reviewing her labs today, cholesterol is 237. She was currently on Crestor 10 milligrams. Period, new paragraph. LDL cholesterol, 167. AST, ALT, very mildly elevated. Hemoglobin has risen now to 8.5. Iron is low at 24. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, no distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Conjunctiva looks pale. Once again, no symptoms. Ears within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, she is not tachycardic. Pulse rate is 82. Period, new paragraph, reviewing the vital signs again. Blood pressure 127 over 68, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 99.1, oxygenation 100%. Period, new paragraph. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Anemia. Iron deficiency. Patient will be given ferrous sulfate 325 milligrams, one by mouth, three times daily. She will return to clinic in 1 month on June 29th for follow-up and repeat labs. Period, new paragraph. Hyperlipid. Cholesterol remains elevated at 237. We will increase her Crestor to 20 milligrams. She will maintain a full, a low-fat diet and attempt to lose weight. She has lost a few pounds since the last visit. Period, new paragraph. Once again, the labs will be obtained on June 29th for a comparison study. Period, new paragraph. I have explained all this to her. She is in agreement, and we will see her again June 29th. I've told her if she has any questions or issues to return to clinic or call me.